in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
From my cold, dead hands.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
It's time for the Alan Nathan All-Stars, the longest-running nationally syndicated centrist show in the country. Now, here's your All-Star host.
Well, yes, I'm one of those All-Star hosts. I'm here today, and it is great to have you along as well. I'm Karen Cataline, commentator, columnist, all-around rabble-rouser. And by the way, if you would like to access the Alan Nathan shows of 25 years of archives, more than that now, I think, you can go to the mainstreetradionetwork.com, and there you'll find a veritable treasure trove of shows that you can listen to. It's really interesting sometimes when you lived through a period and you want to know what Alan Nathan thought about it. It's there. So it's mainstreetradionetwork.com. And I have a website too, a separate one, karencataline.com. You can also find me on Twitter. Well, we are just waiting for our guest to arrive to work out a couple of quick little technical things, but I'm confident that we'll have him momentarily. And just to give you a tease of what he's going to talk about, has it been a long, long wait about the Epstein files? All of a sudden, There was lots of brouhaha and build up about the Epstein documents. And then with no build up at all, there were 3 million Epstein documents that released. It almost as if the people that released them wanted to release them in the dead of night so people wouldn't go through them. It's hard telling what really has been the backstory on the Jeffrey Epstein files. It certainly has captured the imaginations of political watchers in that just when we thought the issue was dead, more and more and more continues to come out. We wonder why nothing ever gets done, as we saw in our previous segment. The number of people who stand in opposition to getting the truth out there, whatever it may be, it seems to be preciously rare for elected officials and others simply to want to expose the truth. Now, the people who most want to keep it behind closed doors and under wraps are the people that seem to be implicated. But we don't know just yet about this new set of documents. But here to talk about it even more so is Nick Bryant, who's an investigative journalist and director of www.epsteinjustice.com. We'll have to find out about that. He spent 7 years investigating a child sex trafficking network that was covered up by state and federal authorities, culminating in the Franklin scandal, a story of power brokers, child abuse, and betrayal. His latest book is The Truth About Watergate, A Tale of Extraordinary Lies. Nick Bryant, so good to have you along to talk about this issue and story that never seems to go away. A lot of people want to make it go away without getting to the truth. Thank you, Nick, for joining us.
It's great to be with you.
Great. Well, let's cut right to the chase. As I mentioned, as you were coming up, the fanfare of releasing the Epstein documents always seemed to have been met for the last year or more with great disappointment, anticlimactic, nothing burger. And then when nobody did any fanfare, there's 3 million documents released. What's in them if you've read them? And then we're going to get to the fact that you were mentioned in them as well.
The Epstein documents from their release, I mean, it's been very, very disappointing. The first go around was when Pam Bondi said that they were on her desk and that she was going to release names, and then she gave them to us. And actually, I published Epstein's Black Book and flight logs in 2015 on the internet. Oh. And I provided more incriminating information on Jeffrey Epstein than Pam Bondi did.
Isn't that alone suspicious? I mean, there's a reason conservatives do not trust Pam Bondi. Is there real reason not to, or is it just a hunch that some people have? Do we have you? I think we've lost him. Okay. He dropped off, and so we'll have to get him back. That is a question that many people, I'll tell you the reason as we're waiting for him to come back, that I haven't been the greatest fan of Pam Bondi. And that's because I have seen and watched her as a proponent and a supporter of the Bushes, who have been totally disqualified for credibility. She seemed to be really, really tight with the Bushes, which leads a lot of people, skeptics like myself, to wonder, what is she trying to keep hidden and what is she trying to expose? All of the fanfare that I was talking about, some of it came from Bondi herself, always making speeches. Oh, we're going to get you. We're going to come after you. You better be very scared. And then nothing. No action, just a lot of words, just a lot of talk. And that causes people to be suspicious. What are you hiding? I mean, there's no secret that people who watch politics as much as Alan Nathan All-Stars listeners do have reason to be suspicious because they've been lied to so much. Now we have a window of opportunity to get to the brass tacks, get down to the bottom of what's really been going on in not only Jeffrey Epstein, but the frauds we talked about earlier. And we wonder what's going on. So I'm hoping that we will get him back, because 3 million Epstein documents is a lot of documents. Many of us wondered whether or not, I mean, I didn't think that there were 3 million left. I mean, that is a lot. We didn't think there was that many documents left. And what's in them? You notice that things are trickling out as hopefully honest journalists continue to comb through them. And what of, it's always seems to come back not only to bribery and blackmail, which people are quite skeptical about, I certainly am, but this horrible aspect of it, which is taking advantage of the smallest and most vulnerable among us. It always seems to include child abuse. And that's what we've seen with the immigration issue, is that thousands upon thousands of children simply disappeared. And Homan, the terrible bad guy, the bad guy everybody wants to vilify, even though his virtues were extolled during Obama's time, and Homan was there helping to deport illegal immigrants, so there's a double standard. It always comes back to child abuse, yeah, among the many things. We do have Nick Bryant back. Nick, before we get back into it, and hopefully you have a good connection now, can you stay for one more segment? As we
sure. I'd be happy to.
That's great. Don't move. So we won't lose you again. What we were talking about, do you remember what we were talking about? We can pick it right up, pick it right back up there.
You were asking me about Bondi's release, or I was kind of explaining that. And I released more incriminating information in 2015 than Bondi did last year in 2025.
And what then, about these 3 million? Let's cut to that. Is there a lot of stuff in there? You can see we're already done with that segment. Let's pick it up there. What's in those 3 million and how much have you combed through? And what do you expect to find? That's our tease. So you'll come back and we will get that answer from Nick Bryant. And how is it that his name came up in the Epstein files? We'll hear from him after this quick break on the Alan Nathan All-Stars on the Main Street Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Coaching college cheer has been my life's work. I have put together the most disciplined teams to ever take the mat. Oh, this is not them.
In the tradition of The Office and Parks and Recreation, NBC's new hit comedy Stumble is a mockumentary about the high-stakes competitive world of junior college cheer. Jen Lyons stars as Coach Courtney Potter, who needs one more trophy to be crowned the winningest coach in college cheer history. But after getting fired for partying with her team, she must start over and coach a bunch of misfits at a junior college in a tiny Oklahoma town. Kristen Chenoweth also stars as the hilarious Coach Tammy, along with Saturday Night Live alum Taryn Killam as Boone.
In order to qualify for the Nationals, I've got to get a team to cheer camp. I'm giving you the opportunity to toss girls in the air and get all the attention you want.
Damn, that's my dream.
Don't miss the hit comedy Stumble, returning Friday nights on NBC in January. The first six episodes are now streaming on Peacock.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Alan Nathan All-Stars. I'm Karen Cataline, and we left you with bated breath to talk to and get some answers with from Nick Bryant, who I know is here ready to help us with that. He is, we'll talk about his background in a minute. Nick Bryant, are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful. Let's talk about Pam Bondi and the 3 million Epstein documents that have been released. Have you begun to comb through any of those, or are there any bombshells, or is it just more same old, different day?
Well, the Department of Justice had 6 million documents, and they've withheld 3 million, which goes against the Epstein Transparency Act. Yeah. So they're in violation of the law once again.
Huh. Well, but they're in as evidence that Bondi is helping the opposition. Where am I wrong?
I think that Bondi is doing her best to keep this covered up. Absolutely.
Huh.
I don't think she's helping the opposition. Actually, I think both Bondi and Patel should be fired for perpetuating this cover up.
And this is pure speculation on my part, but I can't help but wonder if it's not Donald Trump that she's trying to protect. Who do you think she is trying to protect? Because I don't think it's Donald Trump. As far as I can tell, I see no exposure for Donald Trump here, but the people that hate Donald Trump seem to have a lot of exposure, including I playfully refer to as the Bushies.
Well, Donald Trump has done everything in his powers to keep these documents from coming out. He really has.
How do you figure? I mean,
well, because of when Pam Bondi released the documents that were a nothing sandwich, Trump could have really ridden her to release everything. And he also fought against the discharge petition
that Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna were trying to get through the House of Representatives. He did everything he could to fight that. And so I believe that Donald Trump is also complicit in this cover-up. I really do.
Well, what do you say to people? And this is not just coming from people who think Trump can do no wrong, because everybody can do wrong. It's not an impossibility. But is it possible that Trump was kind of luring the left into pushing to expose those documents, because he knows anything? Look, let's face it. If he said to people, don't jump off that, don't jump off that bridge, it's dangerous, they go off and jump off that bridge just because they do the opposite of everything he says. So he's playing a lot of different political strategies here. And I don't think it's impossible to wonder, once he saw that they were pushing to release him, I don't know. There seems to be an awful lot of levels here. What do you think?
Well, here is the bottom line with all of this, is our federal government is covering up child sex trafficking. That is the bottom line. Child sex trafficking is the most heinous of crimes.
It is. And no question.
And it's very obvious that Jeffrey Epstein was a child sex trafficker. There's a tremendous amount of evidence to support that. So why would the government cover that up? That's the question. Why? And the cover up started under Bush, too. He was the person that gave Jeffrey Epstein the sweetheart deal. And it continued under Obama, and it continued under Biden. And actually, during Trump's first term, it continued. So Trump is like these other presidents. He is doing his best to keep the Epstein lists or Epstein files covered up.
Do you have a sense of what you think they're trying to cover up? We won't hold you to it, but what do you think they might be covering up, or whom is
actually
most...
I believe that I have a pretty definitive answer for that.
What's that?
I believe that our intelligence compromises various power brokers and politicians, and that blackmail is rife within our political system, and that's what's being covered up. That's what's being covered. Tim Burchett, from the very conservative House member from Tennessee, has said publicly a number of times that my colleagues are being compromised in honey traps. So...
Being compromised? Who did you say?
His colleagues in the House are being compromised in honey traps.
Uh-huh. Well, do you remember the very 24-hour news item that almost nobody paid attention to during the Obama administration, when it was revealed that high-level HR documents found their way into the hands of the Chinese? And the next day, the story was gone. I mean, how much of a genius do you have to be to figure out that those HR files have every vulnerability and peccadillo imaginable in the highest levels of our government, ripe with bribery and blackmail?
And I'm not discounting the Chinese as a party to blackmail our politicians, but Epstein, I believe... And I'm writing a big article about this. Epstein was definitely tied to American intelligence and Israeli intelligence. And I can't imagine people ask me, well, wasn't Jeffrey Epstein part of Israeli intelligence? And I generally respond the same way. I say I can't believe that American intelligence would let Israeli intelligence compromise American politicians on American soil without getting a cut of that intelligence. So that's what I believe. I think that...
Okay, what is the evidence that he was in Israeli intelligence? Is it because he has a Jewish last name, or is there hard evidence?
Yes. One of his best buddies is Ehud Barak, the former prime minister of Israel and also the former defense minister of Israel. And I've written two articles. You can go to the website, EpsteinJustice.com, I've written two articles on arms deals that Ehud Barak and Jeffrey Epstein put together. And there definitely, there was heavy involvement of Israeli intelligence, ostensibly retired Israeli intelligence, but definitely Israeli intelligence. And now I'm working on an article that shows Jeffrey Epstein's various CIA connections. And Jeffrey Epstein, in both the articles about Israel and then also this article I'm working on now, Jeffrey Epstein was really integral to arms dealing. I mean, that was one of his things. He, not only did he traffic children, he was also a money launderer, and he was, he took part in arms deals.
Wow. It starts to sound like a bad science fiction thriller or something. We don't know yet, but how can people follow you, Nick Bryant?
I would say go to nickbryantnyc.com, but actually check out our website, Epstein Justice. We're trying to get justice. We want the government to come clean on why it covered up child trafficking, and we want the perpetrators to be prosecuted.
Okay, that does it. We got to let you go. We'll be right back after this.
Prioritize your health this holiday season. If you're 50 years or older, learn about your risk for certain vaccine-preventable diseases, including shingles, a painful blistering rash that can last for weeks. Dr. Luis Romano, U.S. Medical and Clinical Affairs Lead at GSK, has more.
Shingles is caused by the same virus that causes chickenpox. It remains dormant in a person's body and can reactivate years later as shingles. The immune system declines naturally as we age, and a person's risk for developing shingles increases starting at age 50.
99% of adults 50 years and older already have the virus that causes shingles inside their body. One in three adults will develop shingles in their lifetime.
If you are 50 years or older, ask your doctor or pharmacist about your risk for shingles and about prevention. Now is a great time to take steps to help protect yourself from vaccine-preventable diseases like shingles before the busy holiday season.
Visit EasyVax.com to find a pharmacy appointment near you.
As we begin a new year, many families are looking for simple ways to slow down, reset routines, and make time for what matters most. That's why TikTok partnered with small business owner and TikTok creator Linda Tong Planners to launch the For You Calendar, a free physical weekly planner that helps organize your activities alongside moments of connection, whether that's taking time to meditate, discovering a new book, or connecting with your favorite creator online. Lisa Hayes, head of safety public policy and senior counsel for TikTok, helps families shape their TikTok experience.
At TikTok, we're always trying to help busy families connect and build balanced online habits. Our For You calendar brings families together to plan their time intentionally. It joins resources like family pairing and our time and well-being space that empower parents and teens to confidently navigate their settings and make time for things that bring them joy.
To order your free For You calendar, visit lindatongplanners.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Alan Nathan's All-Stars. I'm Karen Cataline. Very excited to talk with this next guest. He's a GOP candidate for Maryland's 3rd Congressional District. He hosts The Loyal Opposition Show and is author of Black Values Matter. Welcome, Bernie Flowers, to Alan Nathan All-Stars. Good to have you, Bernie.
Karen, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Excellent. apparently, what's that?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a very, very much a pleasure. You weren't on Vic Porcelli this morning, were you?
No, that wasn't me.
Okay. I followed someone who talked about something quite similar, about Black values and how, forgive me for thinking it might have been you, I didn't get the name proper, but your book highlights that Black Americans are among the nation's most conservative ethnic groups. And first talk about that, because most people don't think that, since Blacks have a history of voting Democrat so very much of the time. Although with the advent of Trump, that has begun to change quite a bit.
Well, first, let me apologize to you. I'm sure you've heard about the bad weather we've got here on the East Coast.
Sure.
I have been out digging me and my neighbors out of the snow and ice. And normally, you know, we get snow, but now we've got ice and it. I just bit $80 on an axe.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to buy an axe to break up the snow, break up the ice.
Oh, so, no.
It's crazy, but, you know, hey, it is what it is, and it's good exercise. My voice is normally not like this, so that's why I'm apologizing.
No need to apologize. You sound great.
Oh,
you sound great. So go for it.
Well, here's the thing. Yes, black people are among the most conservative people in this country. We are the most churched people in this country. And somehow between Lyndon Baines Johnson and now, we lost our way, and I am trying my best to get people to understand. I mean, most black people are just as American as anybody else, and I am one of them. Sure. I've got 6 years in the Air Force. I've got another 13 and a half working in civil service. I spent my whole life defending this country, and I don't know anybody more patriotic than I am. But the bottom line is somehow, some way, the Democratic Party weaseled their way into the black consciousness. And now we're just now starting to see as a group that that was the wrong thing.
Well, a lot of people blame the president you mentioned just a moment ago, LBJ, and Clinton. I don't know if it's been verified, but it sounds right that with the so-called Great Society, which is really nothing more than government dependence, fostering dependence on government instead of families being independent and self-sufficient, that he said, LBJ, who was pretty darn corrupt, this will have Democrats voting, this will have black people voting Democrat for the next 50 to 100 years. And sadly, it sounds like he was right. Is that where you place the responsibility, or at least the origins of it?
He is, I wouldn't say origins, but I will say that, first of all, he didn't use black people. There's another word that he used, but we can't say it on your air. But, but I know where you're coming from, and I consider him to be a very dastardly character. You're right. Our vote was bought and paid for. And there are people, the Jesse Jacksons of the world, the Al Sharptons of the world, that have made themselves wealthy being poverty pimps. And it's been detrimental to the black community. Now we've got a situation where only 27% of black women get married. That is not good for the family.
No.
We got a lot of people on government assistance. And now we're starting to understand that all these illegal immigrants, or most of them, they were brought here by the Democratic Party for the intention of replacing us, because we're getting a little unruly. You got Republicans like me that have seen the light.
You know, it's funny, Bernie, because in preparing for this particular interview, I wrote a blurb that said that could this be the part of the reason why the left is so hell-bent on importing illegals to take the place of the reliable voting block, because blacks are finally, with the help of Donald Trump and his clear communication of conservative values for the everyday man, that they need a whole new underclass, because they can't use the blacks as the underclass that they once did. Sounds like you may agree with that.
I agree with it. That's my theory. I mean, here's the thing. My last job was as a senior advisor for Secretary Mayorkas over in DHS. Of course, I had
really.
I got some stories to tell you, but the bottom line is I resigned because I couldn't take what was happening. People, you know, it's complicated, but just think about this. DHS during COVID, 80% of the workforce was working from home, so all these people were coming in through Customs and Border Patrol that works for DHS, and we weren't online because of COVID. So I'm sitting here watching all this, and it was driving me crazy as an old soldier. So the issue of the day is all this was coordinated, and yeah, some people may say I got my tinfoil hat on, but not many people can say they got 34 years of service to this country. I saw it up close.
Well, and we've seen with the advent of USAID and the massive corruption in Minnesota and the Somalis, that the three B's, it's always the three B's, I call them, bullying, bribery, and blackmail, that gets stuff done in Washington, and that's what they do. And it's whether you're black or you're just a politician, people are feeding at the government trough at the expense of the American taxpayer and law-abiding citizens. Let me ask you, since you're at the very, very forefront of this issue, what found that is the most successful way to break through this government dependence and this ideology that people, be they black or other, have to support this massive government that's basically bleeding us all dry?
The best thing you can do as a government is to promote the American family. Keep mom and dad together, let them raise their children, and stay out of their way. That's what the government can do for us.
Yeah, and also, what has been most successful to convince people in the black community, in this case, that they've been sold a bill of goods, that they were, you know, that what they were promised was a lie?
Well, here's the thing. People are starting to wake up. You've got guys like me, people like you, that are going out telling the truth. I mean, look at what's going on, as you mentioned, in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. These people are not American citizens, yet some of them are making, you know, being subsidized to the tune of thousands and thousands of dollars. Uh-huh. You know? And, you know, there was a story where this one family had a house with a basketball court in it. And these were recent immigrants. And so the bottom line is the system is broken. We need audits everywhere, all across our government. But what I want to tell you is this is widespread. Wait till they go to California. Wait till they go to New York. Wait till they come to Scotland. It's out of control. And we have to – and, you know, here's the thing. Nobody's talking about – if you remember when Biden was in office, they were saying that Social Security was going to die and we didn't have enough money for that. Reason that we didn't have enough money is because we were giving the money away through corruption.
It was being siphoned off. Well, I mean, I'm a buff about the mob, right? When you talk about Las Vegas and the people that skimmed the skim in Las Vegas, this government and what has been revealed under Donald Trump make these mobsters look like pikers.
Yeah, you are correct. And you know what? I am not that disappointed. And why do I say that? Having spent so much time within the federal government and then three-letter agencies in the government, here's the thing. This stuff has now been discovered. This has been going on for decades. Decades. There's always going to be some graft and corruption. Got it. But this was off the chain. This was beyond recognition, and now it's been discovered, and Mr. Trump is doing everything he can to clean it up. I'm happy to see that. We got to get this thing solidified before the midterms, though.
Do we ever.
If he doesn't win, if the Republicans win the midterm, we're going to be in a bad place.
Okay, you filtered out there. Bernie Flowers, you're running in Maryland's 3rd Congressional District. What's your website? Do you have one? I think we lost him. He's working on it. We have some weather issues here. We're going to look him up. Bernie, B-E-R-N-E-Y, Flowers. He sounds great. Support him. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Alan Nathan All-Stars on the Main Street Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Urinary tract infections are incredibly common. More than 60% of women will experience at least one urinary tract infection in their lifetime, and many have recurrent. I recommend multiple preventative steps in an effort to lower the risk of recurrent infection. Wipe from front to back when using the toilet. Always urinate after sexual activity in an effort to mechanically flush bacteria from the urethra. Hydrate well on a daily basis to flush the urinary system in general, and consider a supplement like Eucora Flush Advanced Plus, a new product with clinical strength whole fruit cranberry, which works to make the bladder more slippery to the common bacteria that cause urinary tract infection. This supplement also contains D-mannose, so the supplement itself works in a dual action way. Please visit Eucora.com to get more information about general urinary health and, of course, to see our product offer.
Nearly one in three U.S. medical students are now training to become doctors of osteopathic medicine. Dr. Robert Kane, president and CEO of the American Association of Colleges of Osteopathic Medicine, shares what's driving the surge and how it's shaping patient care.
Getting a routine appointment is becoming harder for many Americans, especially outside major cities. Demand for everyday and preventive care keeps rising, and many communities don't have enough physicians. Osteopathic medical education is helping meet that need by preparing doctors through whole person care, communication, and prevention, the skills patients rely on in clinics and hospitals. Our new study shows that osteopathic medical schools strengthen local economies and train physicians who often serve rural and underserved communities. It's a proven pathway more students are choosing because it prepares them to deliver the primary and preventive care patients depend on.
Find more information at AACOM.org. That's AACOM.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Alan Aiken All-Stars. I'm Karen Cataline. We wrap up this hour with the following guest, Chief Operating Officer, Caring Professionals, Julian Hagman, joins us right now on the Alan Nathan All-Stars. Hi, Julian. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Great. So, you say, and it sounds absolutely correct, that Americans' number one financial anxiety isn't really rent or groceries. It's health care. Why do you say that? And is it in light of the fact that Obamacare is suddenly coming to light as not everything it was cracked up to be, which some of us already said that, but nobody listened?
Well, they never does listen.
Nah, they never listen.
Just you, me. But it's really a mixture of everything. It's the Obamacare subsidies. It's the fact that blue collar workers in America, who are above the poverty line, are not going to be able to afford those basic needs when they age in place regarding home care, assisted living. I mean, we're talking very expensive stuff here. You know, that could be six figures that could really drain somebody's, bank accounts and then throw them right into the poverty and everything along those lines. And, what we're seeing is just trends of everything moving that way. So right now we have the baby boomers who are aging in place that are facing quite a sticker shock when they come to learn what cost of care is for them to continue their daily lives. And, it's a shame that we are in the place we are. And now that we're uncovering all this fraud everywhere, it's, begging the question, well, if we have the money over here, why can't we utilize it over here?
Wow. Well, is this connected to what you do? We didn't really talk about your company, Caring Professionals. What do they do? Are you a home healthcare kind of a facility?
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Yes, Caring Professionals, we've been around for 32 years in New York State. We've been servicing the downstate area, so Westchester County South, including the boroughs in Manhattan, for all of that time. We specialized in needy communities, and 32 years ago, and we've expanded our reach throughout the state ever since. For Caring Professionals, we want to encompass the entire umbrella of the home care ecosystem to be able to offer every service that we can to be able to keep people in the home where majority of the people want to be anyway. And most recently in New York State, we underwent a transformation in one of our home care sectors, which was just completely fraudulent. you know, backroom deals, bid rigging, that created a state-sanctioned monopoly of $12 billion a year that, you know, we're continuing to combat. And,
why,
you know,
aren't
the fraud
we surprised?
In Minnesota. The fraud in Minnesota was really a springboard for all this stuff. I mean, I've been beating this drum in New York State for about a year and a half now. But the fraud in Minnesota definitely springboarded us into a little more of the light, if you will. But my situation is very unique because my situation is really a contract fraud. It's what happens when legislature, you know, want to move something to one of their friends or political affiliates, but, you know, they have to follow the state constitutions and you know, submit RFPs and all this stuff. You know, which is all just smoke.
What's an RFT? Tell our audience what an RFT is.
A request for proposal. So when you put in a request to bid, on a project. Yep.
Well, it's easy to pay somebody off in payola, in order for you to get a lot of return, and you get to have that with other people's money. Case in point, both in education and in home health care in Minnesota, there were no kids and there were no clients in any of those cases. So people, innocent citizens, are getting hammered three different times. They're having their taxpayer money squandered and getting defrauded. And then when it comes to getting services, the services are completely cut by the very people, the politicians, who say we have to give more tax money because they don't have enough money to pay for services. Well, if they weren't giving it to their buddies, they probably would.
100%, you hit the nail on the head. And, you know, it's when you get all this kind of money, we're talking $12 billion a year for this one program in New York, right? And the financial accounting and the forensic accounting that you would need. Because obviously this company is owned by private equity companies that own many companies, right? And so, you know, you really need to find where the money is going, what PACs, what companies it's distributing to, what super PACs and what PACs, who is promised a board seat 5 years down the line after they get out of state government, right? And so it's very, very confusing to follow. And it's not as, you know, blatant as a Nigerian stealing, you know, money from a social services program. This starts at the top, right? This is the top.
Well, that's pretty blatant.
Where, yeah,
it's pretty blatant. Julian, with all of this coming to light, I've had these conversations with friends who are extremely optimistic because it's coming to light. Well, just because it's coming to light doesn't mean it's going to be prosecuted. The people who defrauded American citizens, it'll be prosecuted. What do you see in the near future for having that done? People actually being held accountable and things actually turning around in a time we've got a window of opportunity to do that. Do you think something's going to happen?
All I can say is I certainly hope. I know that in my case in New York, we've been working with the Department of Justice very closely. They have an active investigation into this bid rigging claim. And so, you know, I can sit here and hope. But what I've seen from state government, because for years, I've been, you know, me and a few others that are part of many, this is a few different associations in the state, have been going to Albany saying, hey, you need to watch out for fraud in this program. This, these are ways to do it. You know, as a, as a good standing provider in the state, I did not want to see the program be disrupted on because of fraud. And so as a good standing provider, I went to the state and I said, this is getting out of control. We need to do something. But what happened?
You hear the music. We're going to have to leave it there. But I'll give you a slogan I made up a long time ago. When you go to the state government for help, it's like the arsonists are in charge of the fire brigade. So
That's what it seems like.
Part of the problem. Thanks for your good work. We do appreciate your time, and we'll follow up. That's Julian Hagman. Thank you. Well, we are going to have to leave it there. Tune in every weekday for the Alan Nathan All-Stars on the Main Street Radio Network.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-978-0600 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.